Anthropomorphism means shaped like a human or formed like a human, and these animals are formed like humans, so to be anthropomorphic about chimpanzees is basically inevitable. So I don't think it's a big sin. You want to still be careful, you know, not to attribute, as you would be with people also, you don't want to attribute feelings to people that you don't know about. And the same way you don't want to attribute a lot of things to chimps that you don't know about. Basically what I'm arguing in that book, Good Natured, is that the basic psychology that we have that makes it possible for us to be moral beings is present in chimpanzees. What is really rational? Rational is a bit like a computer or something. I've always been surprised by the efforts to compare human intelligence with computers. Darwin himself had a much broader view, and he made this note one time that if you took a baboon or another primate and you looked at their affiliative and affectionate tendencies, you had basically the beginnings of a moral system, except for the reasoning capacities that we add to it. I think that's really the big challenge for our species. We're remarkably good at it. I don't think you can, if you take a city like New York, 10 million people, I don't think you can put 10 million chimps in a city like that and have a peaceful, I'm not saying that
New York's relatively peaceful. Peaceful under the circumstances.
I don't think chimps could do that. Mm-hmm. And so we have a psychology that enables us, for some reason, to handle this situation, but it's really stretching it, I think, because we didn't evolve in that kind of societies. They're very recent. The message of primatologists is really that a lot of the things that we do and the tendencies that we have are quite a bit older than some social scientists want us to believe. Individuals have an interest in a society that is structured in a particular way. If your survival depends on groups, as in many social animals, then how the group functions is extremely important. The moralizers among us have depicted sex as something that's intended for reproduction and shouldn't be used for anything else.
That's not the case with the bonobos then at
all. Certainly not. I would say in a bonobo, like 75% of what's going on sexually has nothing to do with reproduction. There's a blossoming of interest basically in issues of evolution and trying to trace where we come from and how we got the tendencies that we have. And I think evolution is basically, at some point, evolutionary issues are going to take over the social sciences, and that's already happening to some degree. There's a lot of social scientists who don't see it coming and don't want to see it coming, I suppose.